I was just at Walgreens because I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common. I have a cough and chest congestion. Luckily, Walgreens or Duane Reade are right around the corner with the right relief fast. With brands like Robitussin, I get soothing action in seconds and cough relief for hours. Swing by your local Walgreens today and start feeling even better than common. Find great value on Robitussin cough relief products at Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, it's 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate, and for us, Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kid ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs have already added a couple of pitchers to their roster since the offseason started, and they're looking for more before next season starts. But Joe Maddon says, besides adding some new arms, one of the big offseason acquisitions is new pitching coach Jim Hickey.
Yeah, Hick's really good. He's very good, like I said, with starters and relievers. He's good with mechanics. He's good with game planning. He's good on a lot of different levels, so he's going to be extremely relevant. The pitchers will gather around him. They'll rally around him. He's got a great personality, too.
Meanwhile, down at those meetings in Orlando today, Miami dealt outfielder Marcell Ozuna to St. Louis for a package of prospects. Colorado signed pitchers Jake McGee and Brian Shaw to multi-year deals, and Seattle, they signed pitcher Juan Nicasio to a two-year contract. Join the Score's Jason Goff for the Tito's Talking Hoop Series with Bobby Portis. That's next Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. at Joe's on Weed in Chicago. Come get an inside look at the team, enjoy Tito's specials, great prizes, and meet Bobby Portis. It's all brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Gurney Hyundai. When searching for a new Hyundai, search for GurneyHyundai.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
I tell you everything. If you pick up that telephone.
And a guy we can thank for many, many years of great special teams play,
Dave Tobe, the current special teams coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's the way it went. Those guys did a good job to get him in there.
Dave, we're going to put you on hold real quick. Your line's a little bit choppy. See if we can clear that up.
Not a particularly good way to start.
What did Devin Hester have that separated him other than the top-notch speed? Dave?
Sorry, hold on one second. I can't talk right now. Hold on.
Is he talking to us, or is he talking to someone on the other line?
I'm on the phone!
What is that?
This is going crazy.
Is everything all right, Dave?
Dave, man, open up!
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's not here.
I'm good now. You gotta remember, I'm in my office at work. Hey, let's get him in the Hall of Fame, because he definitely deserves it.
Thank you, Dave. I guarantee you Andy walked it.
Somebody.
Andy Reid calls it his rhino package.
Greg Gabriel.
You're trying to get Tobe in trouble in the middle of meetings.
Do you think that the coach, you think Andy Reid walked into that room?
Hey, somebody walked in, you know darn well the way that came off. I don't know if it was Andy, but Tuesday's game planning day.
What's happening? We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Sorry, hold on one second. I can't talk right now. Hold on.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Give me some time. I'm living in twilight.
Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. You're probably just getting in your car, or you're just jumping on the Metro or the Red Line or the Blue Line, and you say, you know what? What have you guys been talking about? Entertain me, damn it. Well, we've been talking about a lot of things. Looking forward to a conversation with Hub Arkish at some point, hopefully. And we've got some tape from Vic Fangio to share with you.
Yeah, this segment's brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. It's that time of year where you get a lot of people, whether they admit it or not, looking to plan for the future. Mm-hmm. And this is going to become an annual thing with Vic Fangio because you never quite know how the head coach feels about him, how he feels about his situation. So I guess it was put to him straight up. Is he happy here? Does he want to stick around?
We're heading to the home stretch, and you know, who knows what the future holds for anybody. But how desirous are you to kind of see this thing through on defense? I mean, you've built from below ground to above ground. How eager are you to kind of see this thing through, you know, long term and build and max out? But even it seems like it has some potential.
You know, definitely interested in that.
What anything in particular that makes you feel that way? I mean,
I like the guys we're working with, players. They're really a good bunch of guys. My favorite part of the day is getting up in front of them and, you know, watching tape with them or putting in the defenses for the week. And I enjoy being around these guys. They're really a good bunch of guys.
And are you satisfied with the growth part of it that you've seen so far? I know injuries have been a factor, but I mean, as far as growth,
I think we've had growth. Obviously, not in the leaps and bounds that you need, you know, as evidenced by our record. But there has been growth.
So the report from Greg Gabriel days ago about John Fox and Vic Fangio not being considered going forward as head coaching material by the Bears. A lot of people thought maybe Vic Fangio would get the interim job if they decided to fire John Fox during the season. Next thing you know, you get yourself a 4-game audition and you find out if Vic is interested. Well, I think Ryan Pace, from the report, it sounds like Ryan Pace wants to plot a new course, and I'm fine with that. If he doesn't want to have any holdovers, that's fine. If he doesn't want to tell a new coach this will be your defensive coordinator, that's fine as well. But when Vic Fangio says, yeah, I want to come back, does that sound like to you the thing that you just have to say?
Yeah, that to me, just knowing, usually when, that sounded lukewarm to me.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sound passionate from Vic saying, yeah, I'm invested. He's like, yeah, I like these guys. There's been growth. I like these guys. It sounded perfunctory, paint by numbers, let me get to the end of this answer and get on with my day. But that's just my guess.
Do you think the ineptitude of the offensive coordinator position over the last year and a half or so has kind of vaulted Vic Fangio to a level that we, you know, seeing him every week,
elevation by comparison,
yeah,
perhaps?
Like he's been good. We've talked about him as if he's been great, even though there's been a little slippage in the last few weeks, of course, with injuries and Danny Trevathan being in and out of the lineup, his signal caller.
It isn't just that. It's his history. I mean, right. Dowell Loggins really has no history, right. And Vic Fangio has been established for a long time when it comes to this defense as one of the best there is at understanding how to work a 3-4.
And brought it up yesterday that, hey, we always talk about the offensive side of the football and what's the next coach going to want to do, but they've drafted for a 3-4. What if you bring a guy in and says, hey, I don't run a 3-4. I'm a 4-3 coach.
Leonard Floyd is not putting a hand on the ground. Then you get your whole Shea McClellan problem again.
He's a good enough athlete, I think, to just play straight linebacker and blitz him in past situations, though. I think he is. He showed that in Georgia.
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
That was his thing in Georgia.
He's a good athlete.
If James Harrison can go to a 4-3 squad in Cincinnati and squeeze 1-2 good years out of it, and now he's getting DMP'd left and right. He actually is very angry at the Steelers for not telling him that he wouldn't be a part of the active roster as much as he hasn't been. I think Leonard Floyd is one of those guys who can play without having to be a 3-4 outside linebacker. I don't think Willie Young is. I don't think Pernell McPhee is. So if you're letting him go, now you have to. If you're not going to keep the architect of the 3-4 defense and you're saying, okay, we're going to hire a new coaching staff, but you're telling that new coach you have to run a 3-4 defense because of how we drafted. Like, how do you mitigate that if you're the Bears brass? If Ryan Pace is your czar of football, but he still has to sign off on certain things. Can Ryan Pace walk into a room with Ted Phillips and George McCaskey and say, hey, listen, I know you guys gave me a lot of money at the outset here to sign Pernell McPhee, to sign Mike Glennon, some of these other guys. Trust me on this one. This new coach that I'm bringing in is amazing. But he runs a 4-3. And I know sub packages are out there 65-60% of the time, but it does matter in the kind of defensive tackles you're going to draft. And you do play two downs of football before you get to third down.
Here's the thing. If I'm changing the head coach, and if everybody in there knows there's a new top guy coming in, you can't then start imposing limitations on the coordinators. I just think if you're going to do it, everything is fair game. And if Ryan Pace says this 4-3 guy is better at it than anybody else we can get, then you do it, and you have your transitional year, and you hope for the best. And maybe Ryan Pace has been assured that he's comfortable enough and stable enough in his job that he can do it if he wants to do it. I have a very tough time. My experience with the Bears, going back however long it's been now, 23 years, has always been problems in multi-layered chain of command. It's then this guy hires this guy, but you get the job, but you got to keep this guy, and he's held over, and you work for him, but he kind of works for you. I will never be against a team saying completely fresh. You want to fire everybody in this building down to the training staff or anybody else. You have full control over all of it. We might say here's our budget to do it. But it's completely up to you. I'm never going to say no to that, because I always think that there has been a problem with, it's like the sourdough bread, that they say every batch of sourdough still has a little of what's called the mother dough in it, that you put some of the old batch into the new, so that same proprietary yeast gets the same chemical reaction. I want to say, is it the Boudin company out of San Francisco that they claim, like, the genealogy of their bread, there's always a little bit back to the very first mother dough that creates that process. The Bears have had too much of that. They've had too much of the same chemical process, with something constantly infecting whatever the next brand of business they've had, because of holdovers. Because, I guess, to use that metaphor in the literal and figurative sense of culture, for all that word means in this, that there's
talked about the word culture.
There has been some of that. So
losers usually talk about culture a whole lot.
And I'm always going to say, if somebody says, "Hey, we're starting fresh," go ahead. It might not be the worst thing in the world. I don't mind a little bit more risk. I
can dig it, but you start fresh. You see how many moves you have to get even an average 3-4 defense to convert over. I mean, you're talking about, it affects everything.
Aren't the Rams doing that right now, though? I know Aaron Donald makes your life a whole hell of a lot easier.
He can play any position you want.
Right.
You play 5 technique, you play 3 technique. He can mess around, even though he's not a 2-gap.
You can block him wherever he is.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And Sean McVay's done a terrific job of actually putting him outside of the tackles every once in a while. He was like, hey, people keep doubling our defensive tackle. Can we put him out there and just let him race to the quarterback? That'd be a good idea. And he's leading the league in pressures and hits again.
From wherever.
Right. So it does – I think it changes – if you've got versatile players, to get back to the Madden theory where you've got a bunch of guys who can play different positions, if you've got Leonard Floyd, who has played inside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme and in a 4-3 scheme, I think Mike Bobo and those boys in Georgia, they were talking about how complex the defense was, but Leonard Floyd was the guy who picked it up because his body type allowed him to play several different positions. Danny Trevathan played in 3-4 in Denver, so you've got that contract. Nick Kwiatkowski, I believe West Virginia is the only team that still runs a 3-3-5.
Yeah, I don't want to see Nick Kwiatkowski running on the edge.
I'm just saying.
I don't.
But think about the time that you invested in these assets and the development, and you're telling a new coach, hey, by the way, you have to run a 3-4 because of what we've done here.
Joe is on the score. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I got two quick things. Jason, number one, I'm a big White Sox fan. I love your feedback on the White Sox. I just want to let you know I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank Chris Tannehill.
So first comment is about Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we started this season, we signed Mike Glennon. I don't know why we did, but we figured he would be able to get us through this year. we'd be able to have Mitchell holding a clipboard, learn the system a little bit, and take over the reins next year. And then all I hear this entire year is how, you know, the guy's struggling, he can't do this, he can't do that. But isn't this kind of his redshirt year in the NFL and he's learning his ropes? I mean, last I checked, Peyton Manning did not have a great first year. And believe me, don't crucify me here. I'm not saying it's Peyton Manning.
No, we brought it up. Yeah, we brought it up before. Yeah,
this is
yeah.
what,
the struggle. The struggle is
development is nonlinear.
And I just find that everybody, and I'm going to say the media, and I'm not directing it right at you guys, so please don't take it that way.
Gotcha.
But I feel like the media is crucifying him because...
Oh, I disagree.
Who, Mitchell? You talking about Trubisky?
I disagree completely. Yeah. I haven't heard.
I think the kid gloves have been.
I think it's far in the other direction.
Yeah. The only guy that I've heard with, I won't even say a harsh critique, but like a real critique of Mitchell Trubisky, while everybody else is like, oh, look, we got a quarterback and a young guy, and we haven't gone through this, is Lawrence on this station. Like Lawrence, he breaks down every single throw and what he's doing wrong and what he's doing well. And I don't think it's a harsh critique. I just think it's a critique.
Yeah, Joe, who would you say crucify? That's a pretty severe indictment. Who have you heard that would rise to that?
Okay, so this morning, and about for the last week and a half, 2 weeks on the morning show, you know, you've got Mullion Hanley, and a lot of the critique on him on the morning show. Maybe I'm being a little extreme.
No, Joe, I know what you hear. I think what you hear.
I
think what Joe's hearing from Mullion Hanley is them saying that you aren't sure either way if he's going to be great or if he's going to be just another guy.
Well, nobody's sure.
Well, that
Trubisky himself isn't sure.
I think that's what Joe's hearing. If I'm not mistaken, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Joe.
Yeah, but my point of it is this. I think he has to have this year to really relate to how some of the other very successful quarterbacks in the league have progressed and what he thinks he's going to do. And I don't want you to cut me off. Here's my biggest question. I am super excited to hear that the White Sox might be getting Machado, and I wanted to know
what?
How you feel.
Man, we must have missed out on a huge chunk of breaking news here. Hey, somebody get Bruce on the phone.
Yeah, where'd that
They're
come
getting
from?
Manny Machado?
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone because I am hearing that from the winter meeting.
You're hearing from whom?
He's got guys.
MLB Network. MLB Network.
Buster only?
I don't think it
I'm going to look it up right now.
We
miss things sometimes.
I want to know how he would fit into the rebuild. I think
it would be awesome.
Fit into the rebuild.
It would be awesome if Manny Machado was a White Sox player.
Oh, here, this is all it says.
Thank you for your call, Joe. Appreciate you.
All the tweet says, Joe. This is
my guy, Joe.
Yeah, Buster only a day ago just says the Yankees are one of the teams that has expressed interest in Manny Machado.
Mm-hmm.
There would be major questions about whether the two divisional rivals would actually conclude a deal, but Orioles are listening. Yankees have a loaded farm system. White Sox are also interested.
There it is.
That's all. It doesn't mean they're maybe getting him.
Right.
It's just.
I think any team's interested in that.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
It's just winter meetings talk.
I'm interested in another Gene and Giorgetti's steak dinner.
Go ahead.
Doesn't mean it's happening this evening. No. It's not happening this evening. This evening, you guys got big fun with the wretched, and I got a birthday dinner to go to.
With the wretched?
Cosby reference. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Cosby Show reference. Yeah. Big fun with the wretched. Claire Huxtable. Probably the classiest and finest TV mama of all time. What? I don't give a damn. Bring it. Bring it. Claire in her day? What?
Classiest. And when you say finest, like.
Yes. Everything right there. Beautiful.
Oh, how about a young Julie Bowen on Modern Family?
You just going to talk about Matt's lady like that? Here, let me see. Julie Bowen.
Yeah, look at the first couple seasons of Modern Family when she was in her, you know, like mid-30s.
Sophia Petrillo.
I'm going Claire. I'm going Claire. Sorry.
Golden Girls.
Oh, really? Golden Girl. Hey, was it Blanche? That was the little bit of a... Is that the one?
Rue McClanahan.
Yeah. Hey, as a kid?
What? Never.
Come on. There was four of them on the television. You had to...
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch Golden Girls?
I did not.
I did.
I would enjoy the occasional bowl of Golden Grahams, but that was about as close as I get. It's going to be a golden day.
I got a birthday party to go to tonight. Well, birthday dinner to go to tonight while you guys are hanging out. With the wretched.
We will be watching.
I almost told everyone where the party was so they could show up and hang out with
it is open to the public, just not where we are. Right. We have
the VIP section for you guys.
Right. So we can see the romantics and flock of seagulls.
All right. He's telling people where he's going
to
be.
It's open to the public.
I understand, Dan, but now you're informing people who did not know where you would be.
Nobody wants to go there and see, like, stand outside a VIP room.
Sure they do. But, the same people that want to go to, you know, Shula's shows in Addison on Friday.
They're invited.
But which one is it, Dan? So people won't want to go or people will want to go? They do want to go when we have, you know, our fun, our holiday broadcast on Friday in Addison, you know, for all the texters and all the tweeters and Facebook Live people who never really want to show their faces. Come on out.
Yeah, and that is true. The texters are saying that Sofia Vergara is also technically a TV mom.
I'm going Claire Huxtable.
Over Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
Okay, I will declare something wrong with no. Her head and eyes.
Wait a minute, this is the same guy yesterday who did the whole don't fall in love in a small town and, you know, he didn't recognize anyone that wasn't Jewish until he got to Chicago.
Right, because I didn't want to have
you
the
had
temptation.
Your preferences, right?
Okay, right?
Right? I know, right or wrong?
But
right or wrong?
There is
Sofia Vergara is outstanding. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Once again, it gets back to our Chris Stapps Porzingis conversation. Just because
well, don't make me start running down the list. The top 10.
I think Sofia Vergara goes before Chris Stapps. No, Claire Huxtable as a kid, she personified class, man. Like she was as awesome a TV mom as I had ever experienced. And I'm talking going back to the Nick and Knight days when I used to watch, you know, my three sons and all that other black and white stuff. Like, I don't think
there was a mom on My Three Sons. Wasn't Mama was the dead one? Or incarcerated or
is
something?
Is that what it was?
I think Mama was in jail for running an illegal lottery.
Or we just talked
doesn't
about
mean she can't be yeah, can't, yeah. Doesn't mean she can't fit the
or we just talked about the Brady Bunch. You know, I've seen a lot she of was, TV moms in my life. Good. She was a little bit of a round heel, though, wasn't she?
Oh, completely. That's what I said. You know, Wes Parker coming by and Joe Namath coming by. It's like, yeah.
Check your oil a little bit and keep it moving.
And we know that Mr. Brady, not interested.
Really?
Robert Reed?
I don't know these things.
Yes, I think.
Really?
That was one of the first.
Wait, Hollywood... we went from knowing to thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, you might have to un-gay a guy here soon.
No,
I'm pretty sure about that.
No, I think Robert Reed is vested.
Really? Yes. I don't know.
Was he one of the first Hollywood AIDS deaths?
Dan, I don't know.
I thought it was like Rock Hudson and Robert Reed.
He was.
It's a research project. Yeah, I'm yeah. Not conducted
Shep,
yet.
Get that in Clayton Kershaw's numbers.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on? Why are you mad at me that I didn't know that yeah. Robert Reed was gay?
I think.
Wait, why is the fact that he was one of the first AIDS deaths, no, by the way? I thought, I was like, come on. I mean, of course. That's back when they called.
Nisco would have known it. That's, with the J.
Of course. That's back when they.
Oh, he was patient zero. I knew all about that.
That's back when they called it GRID, right? Gay-related infectious disease.
That I don't remember at all.
No?
No.
Yeah. I believe.
Is that one of the lies we were taught in school, too? Because no, I was taught the same thing.
I believe AIDS like, was termed GRID before, like when they thought it was only inside the gay community.
This is the first I've heard of that.
I could be wrong.
I always thought it was acquired immunodeficiency.
Yes, that after people would stop being ignorant. Yeah. Well, see what happens when you talk about 3-4 defense as a big fan. You know?
And the 847 says the mom on My Three Sons was Uncle Charlie.
Oh, that's why.
My old Uncle Charlie. I dropped that deuce from time for the old Uncle Charlie.
Give me Claire Huxtable or give me death.
You're telling me My Three Sons couldn't hit a curveball? You're always hitting old Uncle Charlie.
That's enough. And Robert Reed, apparently. Are you kidding me? You got so angry with me just now.
That's a big pop culture void in your...
To America's fam. I mean, what do you want from me right now? What do you want from me right now? The fact that I didn't live your life? Like, he legit got, like, so like, upset on. With me. Like, come on my ass. Be careful. The fact that you didn't know who Birdman was, I didn't scream at you for that.
I just have a different Birdman.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's all I'm saying.
I had Chris Anderson and Charlie Parker. I went too deep on Birdman. And your Birdman is different, I guess.
No, my Birdman isn't different.
It is a different Birdman. So you said somebody was dating Birdman, yes. And I pictured Chris Anderson doing the Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake.
To Americas.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's what the show is, To Americas. Both of them, a lot of 815 texters don't like.
Too many Americans.
With racist 815 texters.
All right,
This segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. Do you have any idea where Hub is?
Dude, he had plane issues yesterday. And
now he just got plane issues.
I'm done.
Yeah, where the hell's Hub? Don't we have Don't we have a chip implanted in him by now?
No, and that's the thing. It's like sometimes he will go missing before he comes on, and he'll text Tanny or I right before.
What, he like goes on a bender? What is he, James Jordan?
Disappears. Jason should have stayed for that one. You can come back in and leave again for that one.
Disappears for 5 days and you didn't report him missing. Nah, it happens. He leaves, then he's gone for a while. He's out rambling. Oh, rambling around. It's a rambling Hub.
Yeah, we have no clue where he is, though.
Okay.
So,
are we worried?
Might have been kidnapped. God knows where he is.
Are we legitimately concerned, or is everything okay?
Guess we'll find out. Stay tuned. Quite the tease.
Yes. Is Hub okay? Hub panic? Find out. Don't miss a minute.
The cliffhanger episode.
It was all a dream. You have the score.
Hey, it's Spiegel.
And Parkins.
And Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff here, inviting all Score listeners to join us at the Scores Holiday Broadcast.
Live from Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill in Addison Friday for some special holiday cheer.
From 9 a.m. to 1, it's us, the Spiegel and Parkins Show.
And then from 1 to 6, the Bernstein and Goff Show will take over, where we'll do our best to balance the naughty and give you a little bit of the nice in Chicago sports.
We're going
to
be giving away great prizes all day, so stop by and get into the holiday spirit with the Score.
Plus, enjoy specially priced Dos Equis.
Brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I have steak, a lot of steak and other meats in a large box that is going to be shipped to you at a very, very, very little price. But you got to listen carefully to know how you're going to get the special deal from Omaha Steaks. It's only $49.99 for the family gift pack. That is a 75% savings. You go to omahasteaks.com, you enter Dan B in the search bar, and then everything for you is solved. You can find the perfect gift for somebody who has it all, and you can have a big package of food shipped to you and your family. Then there's no malls, there's no lines, there's no crowds, there's just fabulous stuff from Omaha Steaks. And I've eaten all of this, or most of it. I'd be lying if I said I'm completely at the end of this pack, because there's so much food here. Because when you realize, after I list all this stuff, and then you hear $49.99, you think, wait a sec, that can't be right. It is right. And it's exclusive savings. Just because you're listening, this is what you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four more additional kielbasas thrown in free. All of that. You go to omahasteaks.com, you enter Dan B in the search bar, and you get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. I'm a big fan of the way that fans can interact with their sports that they love in 2017. But thank goodness that the PGA finally amended a rule that allowed them to cross a line and impact the outcomes of golf tournaments by calling in rules infractions. Both the advancement of high-definition televisions and the expansive video coverage of players allows viewers at home to see even the slightest wobble of a ball or the most minor of rule infractions and report it. Tiger Woods at the 2013 Masters or Lexi Thompson at the LPGA's first major this year, the ANA Inspiration, come to mind. The fix was easy, too. Just hire some rules officials to watch the tube themselves. Now golf can keep its fans where they belong, outside the ropes. I'm Tiki Barber.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you are looking to secure a reverse mortgage, then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts. Meet Dan, a salesman living in Palatine. He called Team Hochberg for information about a reverse mortgage for his 90-year-old mother, Dolores, who lives alone in a $700,000 home in Arizona. After a few minor accidents, Dan became concerned for his mother's safety. So he called David and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts because they were the only lenders he trusted. And David answered Dan's questions. And a Team Hochberg reverse mortgage expert helped Dolores secure a reverse mortgage to fund the necessary expert in-home care to ensure Dolores' safety. That put Dan's mind at ease. So if you'd like more information on how a Team Hochberg reverse mortgage can pay for in-home care for you or a loved one, call David and Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David and the Team Hochberg reverse mortgage experts helped Dolores and Dan as well as thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern, or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Kids,
Friday night from 6 to 9. Join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes along with special guest Terry Bors at Stanley's Restaurant and Ale House in South Elgin for a special live broadcast. See Lawrence do the show live and buy a copy of Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime. Then get it signed by Terry himself. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. A Score of a Lifetime, available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. And Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kid ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Some action today down at baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. Miami dealt outfielder Marcell Ozuna to St. Louis for a package of four prospects. Colorado signed pitchers Jake McGee and Brian Shaw to multi-year deals. Pitcher Michael Pineda gets a two-year contract with Minnesota. Pitcher Anthony Swarzak gets a two-year pack with the Mets. And pitcher Juan Nicasio, a two-year deal with Seattle. Pro basketball tonight, the Bulls play host to Utah. College hoops, Illinois playing host to Longwood University. Hockey, the Blackhawks up in Winnipeg tomorrow. And pro football, the Bears play at Detroit on Saturday. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb. That's next Tuesday from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter to win Bear tickets, pick up some Score swag, and watch a live interview with Lance Briggs. It'll be from 7 to 8:30 at night, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. This scoreboard update brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube, we've got you covered. For an oil change, transmission service, or tire rotation, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. Also brought to you by Zoom Video Conferencing. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Hope all is well with our guy, Hub. We'll check in with him. Yeah, playing issues yesterday.
I think it's a long con where he actually takes the stage tonight as the lead singer of A Flock of Seagulls.
That's what it is. The Scores Holiday Party, where you find out who can't handle their alcohol. We already know, though. You already know.
I wonder if it'll be one of those where I end up propositioned by a co like that one year.
Dute Octavio Dotel.
It wasn't anything specific, but it was something like, if I were married to you, hey, I would you whatever you want.
Let me tell you something right now.
And I said, really?
Dan Bernstein is the worst person to be around in those situations. I'm going to tell you guys a story right now.
Oh, by the way, the guy you were thinking of is Bart Shore.
Yes, yes.
The guy who's vacuuming up all of the
scallops.
This bacon wrapped scallops.
So Dan and I and another
he was not propositioning me, by the way.
Dan and I and another person were out at the Hunt Club. This is years ago. I think it might have been after a holiday party, and we were like, hey, let's go get a drink somewhere else.
No, it was the summer. It was
No. I'm talking about this. No. Let me tell this story. These young ladies walk up to me and this other person, and we start to talk to them. And by this time, we're all about three or four drinks in.
I don't remember this.
And Dan comes over, and he starts to talk, and the ladies start to talk to him in a way where they are very, not inviting, not hitting on Dan, but they were like, oh, you are a cutie, that kind of thing. Dan looks these ladies in the eye, along with me and this other person, and go, yeah, he goes, Jewish guy. Don't cheat, and walks away from the crowd. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, way to throw diamond dry on the entire situation.
I have no memory of that.
I know you don't, because he goes, yeah, Jewish guys don't cheat, and walks away.
Which isn't even true.
And that's, I didn't think so as well, because I know a couple of Jewish guys who are very good cheaters. So I'm sitting there like, what just happened here? And I'm like, oh, Dan got a couple of Miller Lights in him.
I swear to God, I don't remember that.
I will text the person right now.
I am not debating.
I'm going to text this person right now.
It was
one of the greatest moments. Because I didn't know that. I was like, wow.
I'm not questioning the veracity. I just literally...
Once you've been cut, or once you've had a menorah somewhere in your house, it just takes away all the sinning that it comes with
when
cheating.
When you said Hunt Club, there was one night where we watched... It was the end of a Cubs game. It was an extra inning game against the Reds.
Dan, yes.
But that wasn't in the winter. It was the middle of the summer. And it was one of the David Weathers games when David Weathers on the Reds was throwing the sinker that doesn't sink. And I never could figure out why he stayed in the major leagues.
I believe
and
this I called it. The I, same said, night. This I said, been the same
I said
night.
Here comes David Weathers. He's going to throw the sinker that doesn't sink. The Cubs are going to score 3 runs this inning and win it.
Yeah, but no, screw all that.
I don't remember that.
These ladies.
That must have been a different night.
These ladies.
Is the Hunt Club still there?
No, it's not. It's not. I believe it's an Urban Outfitters.
That's better call.
Hunt Club was DSO. It was, I enjoyed
my favorite night.
Because there was nobody there, ever.
It was empty.
Yeah.
And then one night, my cousin and I walk in, because he used to live through there.
This guy, Jewish guys don't cheat.
I don't remember.
Both ladies are like, oh, okay, and we won't be talking to you two either now, so thank you so much. And like, they zip up their bodysuit and they walk off. Dude, you threw a grenade in the middle of the conversation.
I don't doubt it.
First of all, neither one of us was like...
Was I even married?
Pushing up. Yes. 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 You,
did he even exist?
Right, I'm just saying, Dan, and I will... me and this person talk about this probably once every couple of years. Like, remember that time where these girls might have been hitting on us and we were flirting back, and then Dan just said, Jewish guys don't cheat, and walked away.
I don't. Somebody was just so talking to me?
I guess black guys cheat.
So she was talking to me?
Well, she... When you came over, you might have been bringing over drinks or another round or something like that, and the ladies were like, and your friend is so cute, because you're a handsome young man.
This had to be before I was married.
No, then. I'm telling you.
Because I've been ugly ever since I got married. And stupid.
We all get that way once, you know.
I finally bought reading glasses.
What do you mean you finally bought reading glasses?
I didn't tell anybody, and I've been doing this. They've been making fun of me because I said try to do a Sunday crossword.
Well, you're Mr. You know, everything's right and tight. Nothing's going on in your body or with your head. So you're getting that old, huh? Which your pops wears glasses.
He wears glasses. He's worn them since he's like 6 years old. Like glasses.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, you get older, your sight gets to go.
I know, but it's weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I held off for a long
time. Are you 47? 48. You look good.
Tracks to slide. Invincible microphone.
You look good. You're in good shape.
Stop it.
You know, you got a bum knee. That's about it.
More than that.
Yeah, you got nothing else going on. So a little eye issue.
But you're right about the Hunt Club always being empty.
Every time.
I went with my cousin one night, and we walk in, and the only other person in there is Brian McCray.
Well. The Hunt Club is also known for if you wanted to meet up with someone, you know, get yourself a little something.
And Brian
as well.
And Brian McCray could not have been cooler. He just he'd say, here, come on over, hang out, and he's talking Cubs. And I mean, it was a current Cub at the time, so you'd occasionally see Brian McCray, and the other guy would occasionally see his Big Frank. What?
I was just telling them in the talk pack.
Oh, you were?
Yes. Frank would just walk in every once in a while, get that. Upper deck room, you know, just have a pop or two, have a big hurt beer.
Maybe. I don't think it existed back then.
No.
Might have had his own.
Oh, now we're aging ourselves now. Now there's some like 25-year-old who's driving right now down Rush Street. Like,
who's Brian McCray?
Hey, there's no Hunt Club. Why does he sound like that, by the way?
Adam Harris driving down Rush Street.
It's Rick Camp.
I'm trying to find Brian McCray's baseball reference page.
Oh, Jesus.
He wore number 56.
When in doubt, just come back and sideswipe Campy, apparently. That's just what it
that's
is.
That's what he's here for. He's like a stress ball.
It's a big stress ball.
It's like OB's hands.
Speaking of
his newly repaired eyes pop out.
Speaking of which, what's with the giant stuffed animals that the Jewel and Osco were selling? Have you seen these?
No. I don't go to Jewel or Osco.
Every Jewel, the big Jewel Oscos have like these life size, the size of actual grizzly bears.
Is it that?
No, it's not. It's not that. It's a huge stuffed animal.
I don't know.
In the middle of Jewel Osco.
Is it one or is it like a shelf full?
Right. Is it like a display?
Is it like just like one for a decoration or is it like
It's one, but I've seen the same
is
one
it a
in multiple
the
Jewel
size
Oscos.
Of Big Cat Williams or something like that?
It's close, it's huge.
Are they selling it?
Yes. Is that free?
Why don't you buy it?
It's too big.
If you buy it, you don't have to complain about Jewel having it then.
Yeah.
Because I take the one.
Get Jason a present for Hanukkah.
There it is. Yeah, that could be your second night present.
Mm-mm.
Just roll past Jewel Osco, get yourself a big old bear.
And tie it to the roof of my car?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why not?
I don't think I'm hallucinating this, but I've seen it in the same bear in multiple Jewel Oscos.
Maybe it's big, soft, and comfy. You can use it like a beanbag.
I think that's kind of the idea. Or like a body pillow or something?
Yeah, yeah. Body pillows are the worst.
Why?
Because they stop you from touching your pregnant lady.
Isn't that the idea?
No, the idea is for them to be comfortable.
Oh, for the pregnant lady to have the body pillow.
Yeah.
So what if you also have a body pillow?
No.
I'm Ron Coomer for my body pillow.
I'll come through and touch your pregnant lady, have a couple of beers with her, and tell her to leave your sorry ass. Here comes Rizzo. No, dude, like body pillows, any man who has ever slept in a bed with a pregnant woman, you know, you still love that woman. Sometimes that is when she is in her greatest glory to you. And you're like, oh, yeah, I got to get through a body pillow before I touch my lady. What's her face like that for? Your wife pregnant twice wasn't the most beautiful thing you had ever seen in your life?
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. The most beautiful.
Yeah, but I'm
kidding me?
Sleepy, you know.
But you still, you know, I mean,
what?
40 weeks is a long time, fam. I keep your sword sharp. You know? No? Wait a minute. Ooh. Oh, so I'm the guy. I'm the only guy that wanted to be intimate with his pregnant pregnant lady or pregnant wife.
Why are you looking at me?
Not you, but I'm just saying. Everybody's looking around.
Should we do? Is there something we should know?
Everybody's,
no, I'm saying. Why are you?
Congratulations!
Oh, congrats, Shep. I didn't know.
I noticed you weren't drinking.
Yes. Name it Campy.
Snuck one past the goalie, huh? Good for you. No, I name it. I name it Rick J. Shepkowski. There it is, to make up for not going to Jay's birthday party.
I'm trying to knock up my wife.
Yeah. So I'm the only one, huh?
Is this
you guys are full of crap?
It was supposed to be, yeah. But yeah, this is much better because we're all going to the party or whatever, or not watching things on television tonight. So
Jazz, Bulls, Thunder, Pacers, Hornets, Rockets.
Good,
right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not gonna watch it.
Not even Jazz at Bulls. They got
maybe tomorrow
game win streak.
So what?
They're rolling.
Get the hell out of
playoff possibilities.
Rolling a joint. That's about it. You know, anybody rolling anything? Wake me up when Zach LaVine comes back.
And leave me hanging up like yo-yo.
You sorry.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
New White Sox ambassador A.J. Pierzynski.
The White Sox, for years when I was there, never wanted to use the word rebuild. Now, you know, the Cubs did it and they won, I think, which is the biggest factor why the White Sox were able to do it, with their fans understanding a little bit more.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You need better sheets because the ones you have right now aren't Brooklinen sheets, unless you've already taken advantage of this terrific special deal just for listening. But you need more if that's the case, because luxury bedding makes a difference, and you'll realize it as soon as you understand what thread count and properly made sheets do for your quality of sleep. And you don't have to know a lot about it, because I didn't, and I sort of fought against this. My sheets are fine. They're fine. I was wrong. They weren't fine. And then when we got real sheets, I really understood it. I wish Brooklinen had been around when we went through the whole department store thing and finding these, because Brooklinen was founded with the idea of making it all easy and cutting out all the BS, and that's what they do. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You should try these, because you'll love them too. And Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you will love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Hi, this is Billy with the Diamond Air in St. Charles. And gentlemen, if you are ready to get romantic with your lady this
guess
summer...
Guess what, Billy?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Whoa, boy.
Yep.
It's a Chicago championship baby boom, and we are part of it.
What does this mean?
It means it's time to start thinking about a push gift.
Well, what's a push gift?
You know, when your partner has your child and you thank her with something special.
Oh, I think I get it. Is it like, you're my loving wife, I'm the slob husband. Thank you for putting up with me and suffering the pain of giving birth to my baby. And by the way, I want you to like me again.
Yeah, close enough.
Makes sense, but what does a guy get for his expecting mama?
Well, maybe remind her how special she is to you. I mean, what woman wouldn't love a pair of diamond solitaire earrings? Or maybe something meaningful for the both of you, such as a birthstone ring honoring the month your baby is born. Go with a gift that will last for generations.
Going on two generations now, with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen,
aww,
size does matter.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's very easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shut it down.
Yeah, we got to shut
Tanny
it down.
Tanny just yelled at me to get out of the producer's studio. You've got hella reads.
Well, you do have hella reads.
And hella guns.
I don't know if you got hella guns.
Maybe my buddy will be on the red line
You're
in a couple minutes.
Hella handsome today, though.
Hey, this is $17 at Old Navy.
Stop doing that.
I don't
that.
Need Supreme.
I don't.
I got. I'm pumping O-N.
Yeah, O-N. Yeah.
O-N.
You're like my mom who tells me, like, guess how much I paid for this. I don't care.
And
you look good.
We went to Marshall's.
You look good. You don't
it's
have
right
to
It's right across. It's over there on Fullerton. The Marshall's is right across there. It's all straight.
You look good, bro.
This
good
segment brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. And by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing and transition where we're doing it.
This is like those days when North used to get his reads all backed up and do an entire segment of reads. Like he'd do 8 reads in a row.
This segment brought to you by Luigi's of Hong Kong. They throw the food at you.
All right, man. We got to get up out of here.
I have a real read.
Do you
here.
Have more reads?
I do.
Bad. Why are you talking like Pat Hughes? Ronnie, I've got two reads. Stop!
I could use one of those buddy pillows you're offering.
Dude.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy.
My body pillow.
For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Now all these guys are going to have to imagine Ron Coomer doing foul things to their pregnant wives out there.
I'm busy picturing Hub as the lead singer of Flock of Seagulls.
Oh my. Hub, we love you, baby.
I ran so far away.
Right, Marvin Harrison's on the drums behind him. Hub, we hope you're all good, man. Hope Marvin's boys didn't catch up with you finally.
All right.
Dude, I don't know what the hell the last hour and a half of this show was, but I enjoyed it immensely.
Are Marvin's boys like the boys from Cicero coming to kick Terry's lowly ass?
Just saying. Yeah, Marvin's boys put a bullet in your ass. Yeah. All right, so our video coordinator today, Brian Gertz.
It's just something wavy, honestly. I don't know if it's too wavy for him, but...
Yeah, everything's too wavy for him. Our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, Nick Shepkowski.
Your thoughts on Roy Moore and...
I know, wish happy Hanukkah to one of his lawyers.
Yeah!
All right, thanks, everybody.
Is Ivory Khan doing his thing?
Yes, it was.
Look at Rick. Trade for a few prospects, boys. He's letting it spread out a little bit, ain't he?
Wavy.
Yeah, right. Andrew Dice on. Good. That was Tannehill's joke. I just stole that from him. And our guy, the audio overlord.
The old Mother Hubbard joke right after that.
No, Luis Robert did it, actually. All right, so our guy, audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, the sultan of sound, Chris Tannehill.
Christmas is coming, and it will be a different Christmas around here this year, that's for sure. Santa Claus is leaving the building, boys. That's it. Good luck.
Oh, wow. Mr. Moneybags like to deal out the old Christmas bonuses, huh?
Yeah, you knew what was happening, though. You knew at some point he wasn't going to stay highbrow for as long as you thought he would. All right, we have the Scores holiday party tonight.
It's all of Entercom. It's not just the Score. It's everybody.
For Dan Bernstein. Wow, you are. Brian Gertz.
I am what?
No, you're an idiot.
Woman, hear me roar.
Nick Shepkowski. Are we drunk already? Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
The horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil D.
Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, the history of sports. O.J. Simpson became the first NFLer to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1983 had one of the highest scoring NBA games, Detroit 186 to Denver 184. Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports this week in 1990. And this week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was publicly released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids. This week, the history. history of sports. This week in 1891, James Naismith invented basketball. Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight boxing champion this week in 1915. This week in 1917, the first games of the new NHL were played. The first NFL playoff game took place this week in 1932. This week in 1947, NASCAR was founded in Daytona Beach, Florida. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team in a season.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Surcharges roaming compared to unlimited HD plans for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. One Hulu limited commercials plan for Sprint account coverage.